Andy Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Capitol complex remains temporarily locked down during rehearsal for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after a fire in a homeless encampment roughly a mile away sent a plume of smoke into the air and caused security concerns. Law enforcement officials said there was no threat to the public and the fire is not believed to be a threat to the inauguration. Local firefighters put out the blaze quickly. Officials said the evacuation of some participants and the lockdown were ordered by the acting chief of Capitol Police in an abundance of caution. Biden was not participating in Monday's rehearsal, nor were other VIPs who will attend the ceremony this Wednesday. A Russian judge has ordered to jail opposition leader Alexei Navalny for 30 days after the leading Kremlin critic returned to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. The ruling concluded a court hearing set up at a police precinct where Navalny was being held since his arrest at a Moscow airport Sunday, and it prompted calls for protests from Navalny's allies. The World Health Organization chief says it is not right that younger, healthier adults in wealthier countries get vaccinated against COVID-19 before older people in poorer countries. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus kicked off the WHO's week-long executive board meeting by lamenting that one poor country got only 25 vaccine doses, while more than 39 million doses have been made in nearly 50 richer nations. He says that the world is on the brink of a moral catastrophic failure in assuring access to the vaccines. The WHO chief also raised the issue of the profits that drug makers can make in richer countries. Austria's envoy raised questions about the WHO's program to get vaccines to poorer countries.